and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And it is a lovely day compared to yesterday, for sure. But for me, it's even lovelier because I got my good friend, Katie King, who is here this morning. She's doing me a favor filling in because it's Frisky Friday on Pep Talk.
Thanks
with Meg.
Thanks for having me.
850-437-1620. And you're going to like this subject. She was on, gosh, it was several months ago now. But she is representing today. She works with E.W. Bullock, and I have worked with her for several years and love her for that and all her support over the years and as a friend. And we have lots of things in common, as in the Georgia Bulldogs. And I'm gardening now. So that I'm doing the garden line, I've been gardening quite a bit.
We'll get you into butterfly soon.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, we won't go there. Yeah. We've got other things to talk about. But she also has my heart because I'm a big dog lover, and she is – are you one of the founders of the,
yeah.
I guess,
Vice
the
President,
Vice President of the Northwest Florida Great Dane Rescue.
You did it. Good job.
Yes,
Northwest Florida Great Dane Rescue. It's a mouthful.
Yes, but I want to hear all about it. And, you know, the funny thing is that I'm only recently beginning to really understand. I think Great Danes are a breed that's misunderstood because of their size.
100%.
But now I'm really understanding, having met a few in the last several years, they're so gentle.
They are.
They're so sweet.
As the gentle giant. Yes, they are absolutely 100% great family dogs. They are very sweet. They are very human attuned. Most of them have no idea that they're not a human. They think they're a human.
Well, you posted on your Facebook one day, one of the dogs was sitting in your lap.
Oh, yes. I mean, like, they have no concept of size.
The dog
whatsoever.
Is bigger than she is, okay? Just to make that clear.
They're very personal, very needy. They're up in your biz all the time. They are wonderful, wonderful companion dogs. They're great family dogs. I know that you have to put a lot of work into them when they're puppies to socialize them, so that they're not nervous and they're not anxious or they're not overprotective.
But that's every dog.
Every dog
needs to have that kind of training.
Exactly. It's just that this one can get up to my male is 162 pounds.
Bigger than a lot of people.
Yes, it's very important for you to actually put the work in up front because, you know, if you get an unruly 160 pound dog, that dog can take me for, like, I'd be Superman if I'm on leash with him and he decides to take off.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah, they are excellent, excellent dogs. I just think a lot of people get them for the wrong reasons. They either get them for status symbols to say, hey, look at my giant dog, or they get them because they've heard they're wonderful, excellent family companions, and then as a puppy, and then don't put any work into them, and then they get to be 110-pound toddlers running around the house and breaking everything. And and that's when they look to us like, we can't do this anymore. Can you please take this dog?
Oh, gosh. Yes. And that's got to be so frustrating for you.
It is. It's, I mean, yeah, you purchased a Great Dane puppy and you're surprised that it is now huge. Mm-hmm. You'd be amazed how many people we get that, though. Like, that's
really
the excuse. This dog's way too, I can't do it. It got bigger than I thought it would ever get, and it's just too much work.
Wow.
And I should not have gotten this breed.
Yes. Nothing to say. I mean, I don't know what to say.
So the other big issue with for common reasons for being surrendered is, you know, they're huge dogs, so it's going to cost more to feed them. It's going to cost more to medicate them. It's going to cost more for prevention. Their vetting services is going to cost you a lot more because they're so big, and most everything in this world is by size and weight. So you have to pay more.
And isn't it funny because in a weird way, I think of bigger dogs like Labs, you know, in between the little dogs and the Great Dane, I think of them as being less expensive than, say, a Maltese or a little Yorkie. Or you think of the
high-end
breed dogs you pay a lot of money for. But the truth is actually the opposite. The bigger dogs do require some more care.
It just requires a lot more of the prevention and medical, you know, any medicines cost more because you need more of it because of the body weight.
It just makes sense.
Yes.
It makes total sense.
And
a lot of running room? They need a lot of exercise as big dogs?
That's a fallacy too. Now, when they're in their puppy stage and they're growing and they're in their juvenile stage and up to about, I would say, 2.5 to 3 years old, they do need to be able to release their energy so they're not taking it out on your couch or right. your coffee table.
Mm-hmm.
So even long walks work for that too. It doesn't mean that you have to have a giant backyard and it has to be able to run around all day. You'll find they do zoomies for about 5 minutes and then they're done and back to the couch. It's not like, you know, a Jack Russell Terrier or a Belgian right, Malinois right. that never stops like jumping right. off the ceiling.
I don't think I could ever have a Jack like, Russell.
They're
I used to watch a Jack Russell that we would, at the dog park. They would try to climb trees.
Oh, no. Oh, they will.
I mean, get halfway
for
up
a
the stroll?
Trunk. Yeah. Yeah. And then get stuck. Absolutely. Yeah, they're not, they're
that's
too lazy.
That's a whole other show right there.
Exactly. They really are, they are too lazy for that. Mm-hmm. They do, when they're younger, do require two rounds of getting their energy out, which is usually a 5 to 10 minute spurt max, and then they're back to being lazy.
Interesting. Interesting. And I suspect people probably also confuse them with greyhounds.
100%. That's one of the breeds that was used to create the Great Dane breed. We believe that the Great Dane was a mixture between a greyhound, mm-hmm. an English mastiff, mm. and an Irish wolfhound.
Wow.
So the tallness for the Irish wolfhound, right. the deep chest of the greyhound, and uh-huh. the brawn muscle of the mastiff.
Wow. Okay. So. Very interesting. So yes. that's what I see. Would think people get them confused with that, with the greyhound being such a runner.
Yes.
Obviously used
but
for dog racing and all that.
Exactly. But the Dane is not a runner. Absolutely not a runner.
No racing Danes.
No. They're
isn't that funny?
Klutzes, too. They're just, it's like their legs don't know where they are. It's like Inspector Gadget.
Oh my God. Yeah. It sounds kind of adorable.
They are. They're very, I mean, honestly, they're endearing, lovely animals. I wish more people would do the research before getting them because... Mm-hmm. If you put the work in, they are wonderful.
Right.
You just have to accommodate your lifestyle around them because they're bigger than you are.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's like having a mini horse in your house at all times.
All right. So we're going to come back and we'll talk a little bit more about the myths of Great Danes.
Yes.
Great Dane ownership. And perhaps one of the things that we can do is help the rescue because you are very active in this community. She's got a Facebook page and I see so many of the things that they do. So if you have a question for Katie about Great Danes, the Great Florida... All right, here we go.
Northwest Florida
Great Dane Rescue.
Good job.
Text in 850-437-1620, and we'll be back with Pep Talk Frisky Friday right after the break.
Yay.
Good morning. It's Frisky Friday on Pep Talk. With me, I have Katie King, who is the Northwest Florida Great Dane Rescue VP, has been part of the organization for a long time.
Right.
So let's talk about what does the organization need? And we've talked a little bit about some of the myths around Great Danes. But tell us, what do you need now? We were just discussing at the break. We're really in a crisis in this community.
Yes.
We're
in a pet
rescues.
Overpopulation
yes.
crisis. And every rescue that I know of is in the same boat as we are. We are desperate for foster homes. We need fosters. And we can't bring in and help more Great Danes in need without somewhere to put them. And if we don't have anywhere to put them, we have to say no. And it's one of the worst part of my job in the rescue is having to turn down kill shelters that message to say, hey, we have this Great Dane. It's on a deadline by Friday at 5 o'clock. Can you take it? And I have to say no if I have nowhere to put the dog.
How heartbreaking.
It's heartbreaking. And there's been more and more Danes. We have taken in more cruelty and neglect cases and abandonment cases in the past 2 years than we ever have before.
Gosh.
It's just like, why?
I
think that because shelters are no longer accepting surrenders and sometimes shelters are no longer accepting strays. So people are leaving dogs in dog parks. Mm-hmm. They're abandoning them in the woods. They're letting them roam.
And I'm sure the size is a factor too.
Yes. Size is a money factor for
right,
sure.
Right.
So not being able to afford the dog anymore, they just let it go. So we've acquired a lot of dogs over the last year or two from abandonment and of course, we're not going to I can't say no to a dog that's, been abandoned in the woods, is starving to death.
Oh,
so
gosh.
We pay to board the dogs at our vet clinics.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, we're paying to board more than half a dozen Great Danes right now because
wow.
we just don't have enough foster homes.
And you
for
have
the
a
ones.
Sort of interim place, but you don't really
yes.
have a facility per se.
Correct. Exactly. Yeah. So we are desperate for foster homes, for people to open up their house, to bring in a Great Dane. And we provide all of we will provide the food, we will provide the medicine, we will provide the prevention. It goes to our vets. So
mm-hmm.
we have partner vets around all across Northwest Florida that help give us a discount so that we're, you know, we're, it helps a little bit give us a discount in order to be able to get more dogs seen and vetted.
Right.
And so we'll provide all of that. We just need the family to provide the loving home, the security, and, you know, acclimate the dog to a lifestyle of living inside. Some mm-hmm. of them have never lived inside, so they have to learn how to be a family dog and mm-hmm. a pack mm-hmm. animal for the first time, and that's what they're desperately seeking anyway.
Right.
They learn so quickly.
Mm-hmm. They're smart dogs.
They're very, and they're, I mean, all, they just want to be part of a pack and a mm-hmm. member of a family. And And not to say that that's not an easy thing to do. Sometimes, you know, you're bringing in a two-year-old dog that isn't potty trained and has no idea that, you know, you're not supposed to potty inside the house. It's never lived inside a house.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of work, but the reward when you get the dog healthy again and mm-hmm. the dog is happy and acclimated and knows how to be a family dog and gets to go off and and be his, you know, make another family so happy.
Mm-hmm.
It's such an amazing, rewarding feeling to watch that animal thrive and get updates on it and know you were the reason, you were the bridge to that dog's life. So
how do we do that? Who do we contact? Who do we call to if we were interested in fostering?
There's lots of ways. So if you go to our Facebook page, you can message us on our Facebook page, which is just facebook.com/NWFLGDR. You can go to our website, which is NWFLGDR.com, and click on how to help or become a foster.
Mm-hmm.
And there's lots of information on the website about what, you know, to expect as a foster and what we're looking for as our foster requirements, because, you know, we're not just going to place a dog anywhere.
Right.
We're going to vet the people that are applying too, because we don't ever want to put our dogs into another situation where, you know, they've already been neglected, abused, or abandoned before. We don't want to have to put them in a bad scenario too.
Of course not. Right. That makes perfect sense. So when you say Northwest Florida, what counties does that include then?
We literally, we have fosters from Mobile all mm-hmm. the way to Jacksonville along the I-10 corridor.
Okay.
So it's really North Florida and mm-hmm. lower Alabama.
Okay. Well, that's great. So then, okay, maybe I don't have the room to foster, but I want to help. How can I help you? Do you take monetary
Absolutely.
Donations? Do you take food? What?
Yes,
give us your wish
all
list.
All of the above. We have, you can find it on our Facebook page and on our website. We've made wish lists on Amazon and Chewy.
Oh, good, because some of the other organizations do too.
Yes.
How would you find that on Amazon?
Go to our website first or go to our Facebook page and then click on the link tree, which we have a list of all of the wish list that we've already created so that you can go directly to ours.
Okay, perfect.
And yes, we have that. We also have on the How to Help page on our website how to donate to us, lots of ways to donate. If you can't foster but would rather volunteer, mm-hmm. we can always use transport help from getting a dog from, you know, say we pick up a dog from the Polk County Animal Shelter in Central Florida and need to get it to Pensacola. Several people usually take legs to transport, because we're getting Danes from all over the Southeast.
Wow.
And do home visits for us, help us on adoption events to help set up, take down, or hold dogs.
Mm-hmm.
We can use any help. Just literally all you need to do is go to our Facebook page or go to our website and click on how to help or contact us, and I'll put you to work. Ask for me and I will figure out something for you to do.
And trust me, I know this woman.
Yeah.
She will put you to work.
Yes, I will.
I've been in the receiving end of that. It's like, Meg, I need this my deadline now.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Well, I just love it because I'll be honest, I just don't know that much about Great Danes. And I had told that when Katie and I first met, because we do have a lot of things in common, but I am an absolute dog lover. And the more I learn about the breed, the more I love.
Yeah, they are. There's a reason why they're called gentle giants. They truly mm-hmm. are gentle giants. And all it takes is one to sucker you in. You get one perfect one to sucker you in and you're done. You're gone.
How many do you have?
I'm literally down to just one right now because he's not the best with other dogs.
Oh.
He needs to be an only.
Because there was a time
four in my house in East Hill, which was insane at the time. That was nuts because I have a 1,100 square foot house with hardly with a patio for a backyard. And
basically 1,100 of it taken up by the Great Danes.
Yes, there was nowhere to move. It was smothering.
No, the pictures were pretty funny.
They are, though.
I mean, my favorite still is the one in your lap.
Yes. That was. I mean, they are also known for being contortionists. They will literally contort into ball in order to be on you.
Yeah. It's so sweet. Just so incredibly
sweet.
So
sweet, yes.
If you have any questions for Katie King, she's with the Northwest Florida Great Dane Rescue. You can text in right now at 850-437-1620. We're going to take another quick break, and then we'll talk a bit more about Great Danes and Northwest Florida and all the ways you can help. We'll be right back. This is Pep Talk. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is twice this has happened this week. We're having so much fun with my guest, I forget I have a job to do. Where it's this Pep Talk, Frisky Friday, talking with Katie King, all about Northwest Florida Great Dane Rescue. So we've got just a few minutes left, Katie. What have we not talked about that you'd like to mention?
I just wanted to give a shout out to the rest of the county and honestly, all of, you know, every rescue, every shelter that I know of is in a world of hurt right now. There's we are in a pet overpopulation crisis. And I think that the most important factor that this county needs and all of the counties in the South really need is low cost spay and neuter clinics.
Yes.
And I know A-Hope, I wanted to give a shout out to A-Hope, is about to open their clinic, and that is a much needed, much desired,
it's a lifesaver.
It is. It's a lifesaver, but our community is desperate for help, and you can't kill what isn't produced. Mm-hmm. So, you know, our shelters are overwhelmed. Our rescues are overwhelmed. There's nowhere to put all of these dogs and cats anymore. We're in an overpopulation crisis. And honestly, the best thing needed is more spay and neuter clinics. Mm-hmm. And so I'm very excited about that. And I'm always going to be a huge advocate for spaying and neutering.
Okay.
And one of the things that, the requirements for us and for our rescue, every dog that we bring in, we fully vet, but we also require that they be spayed and neutered and microchipped before they go out. And one of the requirements to foster or adopt for us, mm-hmm. from us, is also that you need to take it seriously too. So we're going to look to see that your other pets in the household are already spayed or neutered, up to date on their vaccinations, before we will adopt out to you, because we take this seriously. Mm-hmm. We take spaying and neutering very seriously, and that's going to help end our overpopulation.
Well, here's
crisis.
A comment that just came in on our text line. You're going to love this. It says, I am on their website now, and that's Northwest
Yay!
Florida Great Dane Rescue.
Good
it's
job.
Just, I'm on their website right now, and I want to adopt every single one of them. This website is dangerous.
Yeah, we have anywhere between probably 25 to 45 Danes in the rescue at all times.
Wow.
And so, and not all of them are online at once. And mm-hmm. we have some that are on medical hold still, some that are on adoption pending, you know, some that, you know, aren't allowed to be adopted out for a while because we have to, you know, they have to get to a certain age before they can be spayed or neutered. So, not all the ones on the website are the one that it
there's
that's a
more.
Very there's way more
there's
than
more.
They're just on the website. That's why we need foster help. So if you're thinking about adopting, consider fostering.
There you go. You can try it out.
Yes.
Size, so to speak.
Exactly.
All right, what's the website again?
NWFLGDR.com.
I mean, it's the same for Facebook?
Yes, same for Facebook.
Katie King, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for all you do for all of our Great Danes in the area, for everything that you do for our community. Appreciate you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Frisky Friday. Have a wonderful weekend. You've been listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's Expert Panel with Meg, and we'll be back bright and early Monday morning.